Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Well, we did it.
Well, we're about to do it.
Well, we're about to do it. And then it will be done.
Let me ask you this. The Golden State Warriors win 73 games, but don't win the championship. They can't say they did it.
They cannot.
And we're sort of in that same boat.
Well, but we've gone undefeated. That's the difference.
Yeah, that, you're right.
They had a great season.
No, listen, we're not going to knock their season. Can't 73
take,
wins.
Cannot take anything away from those guys.
But we have, say it's a 100-game season.
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting at 99-0.
That's right. And most of them have been blowouts.
We've had a few taut struggles where it's going to go either way down the stretch. We've prevailed.
We've had to come back sometimes.
But by and large...
undefeated.
We've outdistanced our competition and just haven't looked back.
And that's not subjective. Look at the scoreboard.
Yeah, it's not us out there, you know, in this day and age of... elitist, self-serving athlete talk. This is not what that is. Look at the scoreboard. We're just pointing to the scoreboard.
Yeah, you can go over the box scores in the paper every single day for the last 100 days, and you're going to see WWWW 100 times.
Proof is in the pudding. You know, we're not... Look, are there haters out there?
Always.
Of course. And not only that, the better you do, the more haters there are.
And the more pressure... gets put on us. Can they keep it going? Can they keep the streak alive? Are they going to take it to 100, 101, 100? Look, guys, I've said it before, I'll say it again. We play this thing one game at a time. We don't look forward. We don't look back. We got a game today. We're going to suit up. We're going to play our asses off. We're going to leave it all out on the court.
When we were suiting up for Cheetos, episode one, we were like, hey, let's see, you know, maybe we can get a good run going here, and then we'll, like, around 17, we'll, like, we'll cruise it. No, we don't work that way. You know what we're focused on today?
Cheetos.
Yeah. And this is the thing that is, when everyone's saying, who are these guys? When the snack game was like, wait, whoa, when the press started coming out, when we started, like, having that, you know, Beatles at Shea ascendancy, we didn't change our MO, not one bit. We were all about the game we were playing.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you what it comes back to every single time. The fundamentals. In our case, that's P, that's E, that's R. You pick a snack, you eat a snack, you rate a snack. Welcome to Mike and Tom Eat Snacks, everybody.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
My good friend, Michael Ian Black.
And my good friend, the Reverse Flash, Tom Cavanaugh.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, Mates Worldwide Headquarters, about to do something, you know... Occasionally, Mike, I'm not a guy that likes to... Look, all you get and all I get in the snack, all we get is awards. We stack our shelves of them. We give them to the interns. We walk out. We give the hobo on the street the latest thing. There's a few things that I keep, that I want to keep, you know? Right. And today is one of those things where I think that I will look back when we're old and gray, we'll look back and we're like, you know what? 100. You know, century mark.
Wait, look, I'm gonna spill some beans about Tom, something you don't know, viewers. And whether or not you're viewers, I don't know.
We still haven't.
We'll table that.
We're a century in and we don't know.
We don't know. When we got the Nobel, you know what Tom did with his Nobel? Walked outside, gave it to that same goddamn hobo.
Yeah, Bill Clinton. And the guy took it and ran with it. Oh, I'm a big deal. Michael took his Nobel. You know what he did? Shoved it up his ass.
I shoved it up my own ass.
He was like, look, this thing's it's dark, warm, and clammy in there. It's as good a place for a Nobel as any. But we hooted and hollered.
Oh, I mostly hollered. You hooted.
Yeah. There's a lot of hooting, a lot of high-pitched hollering by you. But hey, look, we're not about the awards.
No.
That's what we're saying.
Here's the thing, though. I got it in there.
Oh, yeah, no. And I was surprised because, in defense of the action itself, I'm like, look, it wasn't a Super Bowl trophy.
No.
You know, it's rounded.
It's a disc.
It's not spiky.
No.
It's not trying to fit an Emmy up there.
No.
You know what I mean? Still. Hats off to you. Hats off to you. That was a bit of a showstopper.
It doesn't look that big in your hand. Try putting it in your ass. It feels.
Yeah, that's one thing to hoist it up in the air and go, hey, I won a Nobel. You know what I mean? It's quite another thing what I like to see, that should be a mandate. You're so great you won a Nobel, but can you stick it up your ass? I'll tell you what, you want to talk ratings?
Yep.
Like that would, people would tune into that
oh,
show.
Oh, that's pay-per-view.
People would be like, oh, Kofi Annan, here's your Nobel.
Right. Now let's see you shove it up your ass.
Yeah. That'd be great. And you know, maybe like, because occasionally they hand them out to like a few people at once.
Sure.
Right? So you have the thing, what do they do? Sweden?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Swedes. And then like right beside the stage, you know, you pan the cameras and there's the, you know, the plastic on the ground and everyone's set up for like shoving the Nobel up the ass.
Well, I tell you, keep the ceremony moving along. You know what I mean? Because there's always that downtime. Here, the Nobel for chemistry. And the guy's giving his speech. Meanwhile, the guy who won the physics one right next to it, he's shoving it up his ass.
Yeah, people are like, who's focused on the guy from the chemistry guy's like, when we found the saturation point, everyone's like, whoa! As a physics guy, it's like, yeah, almost there, almost there. You know, that's we can still see the hilt.
Yep.
I don't know who's, you know, who's hosting that? Trump, maybe? I don't know.
For me, Foxworthy. You get Foxworthy to do it.
Oh, like,
no, he would kill it.
Yeah, he would.
Foxworthy. You know why? He's family friendly, but he's got an edge. And sure. I feel like that's what the Nobels need. Just a little bit of an edge.
That's all we're suggesting. Nobel people, and we know you're listening. We know you guys are a big fan of the podcast.
Well, they gave us Nobels.
Yeah. So clearly, you have been chosen. We're like, and what's your organization? Like, Peace Prize, you know, Nobel.
Right.
Like, what's it made of? Mm-hmm. How do you eat it? Like, no.
You shove it up your ass.
We're like, done. That was, I mean... That's one of the all-time greatest green room moments I've ever experienced.
Oh, we had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun when we won the Nobel. And incidentally, it went up my ass. Tom gave his away. Doesn't compare to what we're doing today.
No, today is, you want to talk high note of awards. Today, we are ringing the century bell.
100.
Mates episode number 100, ladies and gentlemen, to our dear viewers, again. It's taken us a C-note to figure that out. We're going to table it for now. Maybe even, who knows, maybe till 200.
We don't know.
We don't know if we're going to get to 200 because we're focused on 100. 100th episode.
There's been a lot of speculation in the snack world about what snack could possibly merit the 100th episode. Mm-hmm. I've seen some wild guesses out there. And it's been hard. I've kept my mouth shut. Now you and I have known what 100 is going to be.
I can't remember. I mean,
I don't know when we didn't know.
I feel like we always knew. I think we always had it pegged. I think it was a suggestion early on. You know, I think it may have come up in passing. But we were like, well, clearly that's this thing.
That's a milestone snack.
This snack will be for and at that time we're like. Seems so far away, can't even worry about that now.
Right. You know? Today we're focused on Lorna Doones. We can't worry about episode 100.
We can't. We're focused on episode 27, Lorna Doones. We gotta deal with the guy from Deadwood, Ian McShane.
Yep.
We gotta deal with that.
Right.
Once we deal with him, we're gonna go on to the next thing.
It's step by step by step. You're building a story, you're building a narrative, you're building ultimately a legend. And this is not about patting ourselves on the back. Believe me, that's the last thing.
Plenty of people to do that for us. We got people coming out our ass, no pun intended. We got Nobels coming out our ass. This is not about us congratulating us.
No, look, I'm going to congratulate you.
And I'll congratulate you, of
Thank
course.
You very much.
You're the only other guy who's been alongside me for the 100 episodes.
For almost every episode, I have been alongside you.
For almost every single one, it's been... You and me. If not just me, it's been you and me. The whole way, almost the whole way along. I mean, there's been a few times, you're there.
I was there, but I wasn't.
You're checked out.
I was checked
out. Yeah, but in fairness, you had a lot going on. There was the Greek crisis. There was European rescuing him. There's been death and debauchery,
the grocery.
There's been the grocery. There's been a, you've had, you're a guy that has a lot on his plate.
I got my fingers in a lot of pies.
Pun intended. No pun intended again.
That, in that case, the pun was intended.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't notice it.
And, but when I haven't been here, I've been here.
Yeah, you're a guy whose spirit permeates a room, you know? Just like a guy that's on a chili diet, you're a guy whose spirit totally, you know, gets in there and leaves its mark.
Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome. I don't know what to, I don't know where to, and I don't know what to. And I feel like the best way to do it is the way we've always done it. And one of the things we've always done it is we just come right out. Occasionally, we let the viewer, again, tabled, try and decide what this would be. And I feel like there are a number of mateys that have probably gotten ahead of the curve and figured out what it has to be.
I've seen at least one person guess correctly. At least one. And I feel like only one.
I had one person in the streets of New York yell it out to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was a good moment. And they got it right.
Was it me?
It wasn't you, no. It wasn't you. Yeah, it wasn't on the mean streets of Reading. It was in New York City. And they just hollered it out. And I was like,
Right, you couldn't say nothing.
I can't give it away.
Right.
That social media platforms will explode.
Right.
But the person was right. And if you're listening now, and I'm sure you are, you were correct. I mean, Michael, if I say round to both ends, high in the middle, you say...
Wait, what?
Ohio.
Wait, what?
It's round to both ends. It's high in the middle and round to both ends. What is it? It's round in the middle. It's high in the middle and round to both ends. Ohio. Seltzer.
It's round in the middle.
No, it's high in the middle and round on both ends.
High in the middle, round on both ends.
Ohio. I'm spraying you with seltzer.
No, I know.
It's a vaudeville gag.
No, I got it.
Guys, ladies and gentlemen, Michael is dripping now with this seltzer water gag I'm doing. But you seem perplexed.
Because I...
High in the middle, round on both ends. Ohio.
I'm just sopping wet with seltzer.
Yeah. But it's good. You're a good guy. You're up for a gag.
But okay, so Ohio.
Yeah.
What? How does that relate to the snack?
It's
round on both ends.
It's re in the middle.
Re in the middle.
And round on both ends.
Oreo. Stormtroopers hitting the ground. Yes, it's Oreos.
It's Oreos, number 100. Oh, we should look at this confetti. Holy shit. Guys, well, wow.
I did not expect the confetti. Whoa, I did not expect the balloons.
Black and
I did
white.
Not expect it.
You guys.
I did not expect.
That is why. That was why they glazed us with honey.
Yes.
Before we sat in the.
Yes.
You fucking guys. Got me. Look at me. That stuff isn't going anywhere.
No, I came in. They said, we got to glaze you with honey today. I said, why? They said, don't worry about it.
100th episode. All right. Got to be golden glazed. I went with it. I'm like, you know. I thought maybe there was some photo op or something.
I didn't know what it was.
Oh, I should have looked up.
You should have looked up.
Yeah.
Now that I see
found the
netting.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You guys.
Yeah.
It's sons
Spider-Man
of bitches.
Spider-Man is like, so thankful nobody looks up in the city.
Yep.
Because there he is whipping around, jumping from building to building. I should have looked up.
Should have looked up.
That netting of confetti. Look at this.
Oh, you got you covered.
Yeah. I like it.
It's not bad.
I might not take it off for a bit.
It's not bad, but you know what? It's celebratory. We're sitting here with two. Now, this is interesting, guys. This is interesting because you think of Oreos, you think of the classic Oreo pack. Now, we have classic Oreos. Did not purchase it in the classic Oreo pack. I'll tell you why. I went to one of these shitty New York pharmacies to pick up the Oreos.
That's what we do.
They had them in boxes. They had them in a single sleeve box of Oreos. But they're the classic Oreos.
Yeah, they come in a sleeve. They're Oreos in a, like Oreos in Oreo. Do you know what I'm saying?
Now, lately, however, Oreo's been going a little bit off the reservation. They got their birthday cake Oreo. They got their thin Oreo. They got all kinds of shit with the Oreos.
They got double stuffed Oreo. They got fudge Oreo. How do I feel about that, Mike?
Not great.
No, don't like it.
But we're not judging those Oreos today.
No, we're not. No, we're judging Oreo for doing
that. I'll judge Nabisco.
We're judging Nabisco.
Those fuckers.
Yeah, fuck you guys. You got a perfect thing. And what do you got to do? You got to like...
You muck it up.
Listen, if there's... In 100 episodes, if there is a common complaint...
Yep.
A number one complaint, it's when successful companies get greedy and they try and further their product beyond its means. You see it time and time again.
Oh, it's the classic snack game mistake. You got your potato chip. Guess what, fuckers? You don't need your dill pickle potato chip. Yeah. You don't need your biscuits and gravy potato chip. Mm-hmm. You got your potato chip. Now look, sometimes it works. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes it works. Cool Ranch Doritos? Mm-hmm. Was I skeptical at first? Sure mm-hmm. I was. Do I like them? I do.
Caramel Bugles? Fine.
Okay.
All right. But there's a limit. And more often than not, what we found is that nothing compares to the original. You know, don't classic Coke me. Just Coke me.
Just Coke me.
Yeah.
I'm holding in my hand a sleeve, a classic sleeve of Oreo. Tom's already opened his sleeve.
Here's the thing about the 100. I've been looking forward to this, you know, since our last episode.
Yeah.
Knowing, it's rare that we know.
We never know.
Episode 90, we don't know what episode 91 is going to be.
Never.
You know, we get plied with all the product from all these companies worldwide. It's not just Nard America.
No.
It's not just Nard America. We get stuff from Asia. We get stuff from all over
the place. Well, not from Asia.
No, well, we do get stuff from Asia.
Nah, not from Asia.
No, but Japan's in Asia, no?
Oh, Japan's in Asia?
I think it is.
Oh, okay.
We'll have to talk to somebody about that. We're just trying to get a geography check on Japan. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to close the window to worldwide.
Well, you know what's going on outside. They've got literally throngs of people standing outside, waving banners, congratulating us.
You can see them below.
And we went out on the balcony before.
Yeah.
We threw them snacks.
Yeah.
Tom gave a gorgeous speech.
Yeah, I did.
Just do some of the highlights for us.
Well, you know how it was. I started with.
Well, he opened with a joke, which is what you want to do.
You want to give them a little something to get them laughing.
Yeah.
A little bit. You know what I mean? You know, we're here about the restaurant on the moon. Great food. No atmosphere. Then I went in and took a dump. They were laughing so hard. Like, this isn't going to subside.
No, and it didn't.
When people see, when you watch the footage tonight and you see me whispering in Michael's ear.
He's saying, I'm going to go take a dump.
Yeah, that's exactly, you know, not to put too fine a point on it. Then we came back. They were still laughing. You did the... You know, you made the mistake of like trying to calm them down by doing the Peyton Manning like this, but they thought you were paying homage to them, like we're not worthy, and then they started doing it to you.
Yes.
And that was another 20 minutes. But in truth, you know, it was like U2 Streets with No Name. It was like the Beatles, the concert on the roof. You know, they wanted to clap, and everybody was feeling good, and it was just a beautiful moment in time. They were going crazy. I felt like, you know, I don't need to hurry this along.
No.
It was lovely to see here in New York City, like just a bunch of, you know, that thing where the cops came along, but then they like pelted the cops with pretzels and the cops were laughing and then kind of a food. But you don't often, normally they'll arrest you.
They will arrest you normally. Yeah. You know, people were having a good time. It was all in good fun. The one guy did get shot.
In fairness, though, he was a little aggressive.
He was rowdy.
He was a guy dressed as a sausage. But here's the thing. Ladies and gentlemen, the law enforcement community needs to lock eyes with you to see if you're a threat.
That's right.
And he had a big sausage over his face.
You couldn't know.
Say it's 5 p.m. I'm walking down the street.
You see a sausage?
I see a sausage accosting me. I'm going to pull out my gun.
You got to.
I'm going to shoot him. I'm going to try and wing him.
Mm-hmm.
But when a guy's wearing a sausage, it's hard to see where to shoot him.
Yeah.
And I think that was the problem.
Well, the problem, you know, a lot of sausage costumes, they had the holes for the arms. Mm-hmm. So you can wing them.
Yeah.
And that's why they have the holes for the arms.
So if you're like too aggressive, someone can wing you.
This guy, I don't know if they didn't have the holes or if he just had his arms in.
I think the difference was he might have been a bratwurst sausage, and oftentimes those kind of like...
They're too thick.
Yeah, it's like the guys in Milwaukee that do like the race in the seventh inning. They just kind of like, they stick them in a big, and there's no arm holes.
No arms. You don't know where the arms are.
You know where the arms are. So the guys like,
you can't see their hands.
So, what are you going to do? Shoot in the middle.
You shoot in the middle.
Guy got gut shot, took a long time to die.
He took a long time to bleed out.
Kind of cheesed our mustard. We're like trying to, hey, we're having a good time here. Right. And if you're going, go. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, don't hold up the show.
Yeah.
He was like, I fucking shot him.
You fucking shot me.
And we're like, we all saw him get shot.
We know.
He's repeating the same thing. You shot me. You fucking. Like,
it was funny at first, but
guy, we were all there. And you got a big laugh the first time. That drives me crazy.
Yep. Milking it.
But at the end, the seventh time he said it, nobody was laughing. Right?
A lot of people are actually upset at that point.
We're trying to
have a thing.
Guys on the balcony, you're bleeding. Guys move around to give him some room. There was one guy that kind of like, the big guy, the Samoan who pushed him with his foot.
Yeah.
Oh, that was cool, I thought. He was like, look, we're having a good time. This guy's fucking around.
Yeah, he's trying to roll the brat.
Just rolled the sausage out of the way.
Yeah.
Did
he bleed out? Sure, he bled out. It took forever.
I mean, to me, the guy gets gut shot. It's like, okay, bleed out. 5 minutes. I mean, whatever. You can like
do your thing.
Improv.
Yeah, do your thing.
Take some time. But that was a good, what, that was 12?
Oh, God.
12, 15 minutes?
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah. I don't know.
Fuck. Kind of brought down the whole thing.
Some people...
Have a sense of the moment. You know what it is?
Yeah.
Have a sense of the moment.
Know where you are. Know what the situation is. Do you know what I mean? He just didn't seem... Some people... I think it's a bad word here. Selfish.
Yeah.
I think that dude was thinking about him.
Well, you don't dress up in a brat costume, come to Mike and Tom Worldwide Headquarters for the 100th... And not think it's going to be about you.
Mm-hmm.
The moment you put on that bratwurst costume, you're thinking, this is about me.
Yeah,
it's about me today.
I'm going to use Mike and Tom to get noticed, to get seen.
First of all, hey, asshole, guess what? A bratwurst isn't a snack.
It's not a fucking snack. That was the first thing. It was just like, shoot him anyway. Like, for sure shoot this guy. Like, bratwurst, it drives me crazy. It's like, you want to get into a cracker? You want to get into a Ritz thing with no arms?
Okay.
All right.
That's a snack.
You want to be an ice cream cone, no arms?
Yeah, that's a snack.
Do it, man.
But, of all the sausages, bratwurst especially, it's such a heavy sausage. You're
going to
eat that for a fucking snack? Fuck you, guy.
Fuck you, buddy. What are you thinking?
And then you're going to take 15 minutes to bleed out? 15 minutes on my time?
Maybe it was 12, but it felt like 15.
It felt like 15. It felt like 15.
15 minutes of bleeding.
Yeah.
All about me. All about the sausage, And everyone's like... people are great, right? They didn't really want to complain. They knew what they were here for, but I think everyone was a little miffed.
Yeah.
So look, folks, I guess the lesson here is don't just be about yourself.
No.
If you find a situation where you're bleeding out and maybe let this be a lesson, if you've brought it on a little bit, cop to it.
Cop to it.
If you're blameless, then fine. We'll be the first people to let you bleed out.
You bleed out on your time.
You bleed out. It's fine.
Hey, buddy, you get gut shot and you didn't do dick.
You didn't do nothing wrong, man.
You bleed out. You bleed out all day.
You want to take an hour? Bleed all day.
No, I don't mean all day. Literally,
but an hour.
Take your time.
You don't bleed out. Bleed
you're
out.
You're not gonna hear. You're not gonna hear nothing from us. Nope. You bleed out.
You did nothing wrong. It's not your fault. You just got gut shot.
Right.
You want to collapse and scream, I got shot. You shot me. You shot me. You shot me. Fine. I'm on your side.
Of course.
Take your time.
I feel bad for that guy.
Bleed out. I feel bad for him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Not really.
Oh, getting gut shot like that? It's not even your fault?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's the, I don't know if it's the pain or the indignity. Probably the pain.
Yeah. Oh, much more than the indignity.
Yeah. Because at the time, you just want to get well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not even worried so much about the indignity at that point because you got gut shot.
Yeah.
And you're bleeding out.
You might have a tiny modicum of fucking didn't deserve this. This is me?
Gut shot on the street? This is how it's going to end?
This is me?
With me?
Come on.
On 71st Street?
I'm
bleeding out?
Baker.
Come on.
I have a lot of money.
What did I do? Nothing.
What the heck?
It's not like I put on a bratwurst costume with no arms.
I dated Carol Kershaw in 12th grade.
Yep.
I'm like, I can't believe I'm bleeding out.
Yeah, no, okay, so there's some indignity.
Just a tiny
worried about the pain.
Yeah, you're more worried about the imminent death and the pain and all that, I think.
One of the things about the Oreo, the cookie itself is so intricately designed, we rarely take a moment to acknowledge the aesthetic of the Oreo.
It's like a Victorian piece of art.
I would say it's almost medieval. Yeah, it's got a kind of...
Yeah, it's got a bit of a gothic...
Yes, it's almost like Tudor era design. It's wreathed in sort of iron crosses almost.
Yeah, exactly right. You're right. There's a gothic ethos to it. Like you say, this is one of the great things about Mike and Tommy Snacks, right? Because normally I'm just shoving those things in my mouth.
Sure, can't get them in fast enough.
I know there's ridges on top. I've probably noticed the fact that they've stamped Oreo on it,
mm-hmm.
but most of the time, I don't take time to appreciate the lattice work on top of the cookie.
It's a lot.
On the bottom. Turn it over, folks.
It's both sides, guy.
Yeah, you know what I hope? I hope that the mateys out there have themselves some Oreos. And most solid snack people got a bag of Oreos somewhere stashed away.
Oh, yeah.
Up in the attic.
No, there's certain staples you got. You got Oreos, you got milk, you got butter, mm-hmm. you got jam. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridged like a quarter, and like an American quarter. It's got them ridges on it, mm-hmm. and then it's just stamped with this gorgeous, almost like a fleur-de-lis design
yeah.
Oreo right there in the
it's
middle.
It's like it's got a little bit of that like St. George cross to it,
yep.
a little bit. You know, you're exactly right. Medieval.
I wonder if the Knights Templar
yeah.
Created the original design for the Oreo. It almost seems like they must have.
Yeah, and that would be fitting.
It would be. I mean, it's...
What are the Knights Templar doing with their time?
They're looking for the Ark.
Yeah. Well, no, but what else? They're designing an Oreo cookie.
Sure.
Simon.
Yes. Was that a correct response? Yeah. Was I Simon in that?
Yeah.
Yes.
A bit of a strange request.
Yes.
Well, there's a popular food worldwide, and they've requested a design, much like... The
things we wear?
Much like the things we wear over our...
Yes.
Chainmail.
The tunics, sir?
Yes, yes, like the tunics. Yes. Well, this food
yes.
company has requested art.
Well, we'll just do that.
We'll just do it then.
And so that's... And I think that is how the Oreo came to be designed.
It must be. How, what else could it be? It must be.
Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing about the Oreo that I want you to
Here's
consider.
One thing. We've had the packet open for 20 minutes. We haven't had a bite. That's incredible.
Next thing. When we discussed cupcakes, oh so long ago, we talked about the ratio.
Fighters that can't take a punch?
We talked about the ratio of frosting to cake.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Remember? There was a...
Spirited.
A debate.
Spirited mm-hmm. debate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, without having eaten the Oreo yet critically eaten the Oreo, I would say from memory that I feel like the classic Oreo has the ratio exactly right. It's about one-third stuff to two-thirds wafer.
Agreed.
Would you agree with that ratio?
Indeed, I would.
And I feel like that is probably about the right ratio.
Mm-hmm. I think you're... I know you're right.
Well, I mean, there is the double stuff.
I know you're right. Because I don't care me none for no double stuff. They got it. That's the thing that drives me crazy. All right. Well, some people are going to like the thing, so let's double stuff. And it's just like, I see a double stuff Oreo, I walk away. I'm like, are you kidding me? You've got something that is well nigh perfect, and you want to change your ratio by a third? I don't know if my math is correct,
mm-hmm.
but I think it is a third.
Well, you're doubling the stuff.
Right. So you've got...
Which is one
third. Third, and now you're doubling... You're doubling one third of it. You're doubling one aspect of it.
Right. So 10 times the amount.
So who? What the fuck?
10 times the amount.
Yeah, I don't understand that thinking. And I know there are proponents of the double stuff, but all you people might as well just swallow a bag of sugar.
Question for you.
Go.
Are you going to eat the Oreo?
Oh, I got my method.
Okay, so you're going to use a method.
Oh yeah.
Because I feel like I'm just going to go.
He just took a bite.
I just took a bite. Straight bite.
Is that your thing? You just bite them?
Not always.
Oh.
But I'm not. I don't have an orthodoxy.
Uh-huh.
You're going to twist off, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're going to twist.
Here's my move. You can describe it if you like.
Yeah.
It's simply
He's
that.
Twisting off.
Now, whatever I get there, I get there.
Okay. So what Tom did is he twisted off.
I separated.
I'll call it the top, although there's really no top or bottom to
right.
an Oreo. And some of the stuff...
Mm-hmm.
stuck to the top, I would say about a quarter, and three quarters of the stuff stuck to the bottom. And when Tom says, whatever I got, I got, does that mean you're going to scrape? Are you now going to scrape?
I'm not going to scrape.
You're going to suck.
Whatever I got, I got. And so here's what I do. Always you will find when you separate the sugary center, the sweet center.
The stuff.
The stuffing will largely adhere to one side.
Right.
Right? And then you've got a remnant on the other side. So what I do, I prefer a denser chocolate ratio to the stuffing. So for delayed gratification purposes, the first one I consume is the side that has the most stuffing.
Interesting.
On it. And when I do that, I stick it in my mouth, stuffing down on the tongue.
Right.
To get that dissolving sugar onto the tongue. Like
okay, so Tom is now stuck it in his mouth, dissolving sugar on the tongue. He's sucking. He's sucking that Oreo, dissolving the sugar, working his way down to the wafer.
And now I'm biting it.
Now he's biting.
I'm doing it.
Went from sucking to biting. Now.
That is so good. Oreos, my God. You know what it is? It's such a thick, dense, rich snack. Like the... whoever came up with what the chocolate part, the cookie part, should taste like. I just want to shake that man's hand. I'm going to take the Nobel out your arse and give it to him. I feel like I don't know how long it took them to get this, but it is, in a word, robust.
It's a robust chocolate cookie.
It is. And so now I've got the second part, which I like more because I prefer the heavier chocolate ratio.
Which is interesting to me because on a cupcake, you prefer heavier frosting to cake.
Yeah, I'm more frosting.
Yes.
But with the Oreo, I'm not. And that is because the chocolate cookie is so damn good.
Now, one of the things I like about the Oreo is that it's not trying to replicate a homemade cookie. This is an industrial age cookie from start to finish. This isn't the kind of cookie you're making at home. So like the chocolate chip cookie, a homemade chocolate chip cookie, as we've discovered, is always going to be better than any store-bought chocolate chip cookie.
Agreed.
But you cannot make, at least that I'm aware of, a homemade Oreo cookie, and that is for the better.
And if you could, and I'm sure there are people that have tried it, I doubt that it will outperform.
It won't.
The Nabisco Oreo cookie.
It can't.
Whereas the homemade chocolate chip cookie will
always
outperform.
Yes. The Oreo, by nature, by design, is a machine age, space age cookie. It is a cookie of the future.
It is. You know, when people go out to space, all they really need are Oreos.
Now, I've just twisted.
Okay, so you got very little.
Very little. Yep. And you got very little.
I got very little, but don't bug me none.
I'm doing your method.
Okay, so what do you think? So you kind of like get in there, and after, once you're shaking his head, almost like it's too good, like he's seeing God.
I couldn't shuck. I had to bite.
Yeah. Okay, that's your thing. It's great. And now they're kind of mixed up there, and that's a pretty good thing, right? And then you add like the robust chocolate wafer cookie, and that complements the whole thing. Look, here's the thing. Everyone's got their own way. Some people nibble. Some people like scrape. You know, some people do what I do and separate. But the Oreo pleases you in myriad fashion. It just does. It's one of those snacks that people have their way. I don't mean to do the ad for them, but you know, some people do, and I've seen this, and I like this too. So you separate it,
yeah,
right, and then do one of these.
Oh, Tom's scraping one side with the other side.
Look at that.
Because he didn't get no stuff on the one, so he's scraping it off the other one.
You can do that.
He scraped.
He's scraped, mate.
I never seen the scrape. No, I've seen the tooth scrape. I've seen.
Oh yeah, the tooth scrape.
I've seen a tooth scrape. I've never seen a cookie scrape.
I've seen a finger slice. I've seen a scrape. I've seen a, but you know, the thing connector is a goddamn shovel.
Right.
You know, once you separate them,
you scrape it.
You scrape them. Here's something I have done.
Yeah.
True story. When the only option has been double stuffed Oreos, say I'm in space and I can't just walk away because the only food they send us up there with, I will separate, scrape off some of the filling. And then just have my Oreo the way I like it.
You'll dispose
of the extra. I'll still have the nice white creamy filling.
Just not as much.
No.
About half as much.
You know, yeah, I'll make an Oreo cookie out of a double stuffed Oreo cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
Oh, man, that's good. Wow, that's good.
I like an Oreo. How often do you eat Oreos?
Great question. I am not a frequent consumer of Oreo. Part of the reason, though, is they're such a powerful snack. They're so darn good that a little bit of the Oreo goes a very long way for me. I find it's such a dominant snack. It's like it's the dominant genetic allele of snacks, you know? And other things cower in its shadows and they don't come out. And so as a snack guy, I like to vary up my snacks, and the Oreo, its stamp is large. It's very prominent. And so, I'm a once-a-month Oreo guy, maybe.
Uh-huh. It's a little bit like chili powder. You know, you put a little chili powder in something, you're going to really get a lot of chili powder flavor.
Exactly right.
The Oreo is the chili powder of snacks. You get a little bit, you're going to get a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I rarely eat Oreos, mostly because, similarly, I feel like if I have them in the house, that's all I'm going to eat.
Yeah, if they're in the house, that's the thing. The Oreo package disappears very quickly, and then maybe I take a long time before I put the next package in there, because you're not going to be able to resist that.
Here's where I eat. Most of my Oreo consumption comes in the form of cookies and cream ice cream.
Interesting.
Which I like a lot.
Interesting. Wow, That's a curveball. That's a real... It tastes like it in the cookies and cream. I can't remember the last time I had cookies and
cream. Oh, that's a great ice cream flavor.
Yeah, but I'm a caramel guy. You know, I just like any version of caramel, I'll go.
You put the
but
cookie...
But you find the cookie tastes like Oreo.
Yeah.
Even in that.
Oh, yeah.
You do, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You find it?
Oh, sure.
Well, I know he wasn't circumcised.
No.
What? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What, you just handed me your sleeve? I don't want your sleeve.
I'm done. I had two.
You've had so many.
I might have had three. I'm going to have a last one.
But they dominate.
That's the thing.
They dominate. They really do. They're such a
powerful snack. Easily eat the sleeve. I'm not going to do that.
One time, you know, Michael, I did a film, and Oreo cookies featured prominently in the film.
Oh, yeah.
And at the wrap party, they gave out, four packets of Oreos. And I remember thinking, four? I mean, you're going to need 1,000 packets. And one packet, it's amazing how far reaching one packet is. You're not exactly, after you do one packet, you're kind of like a four cookies. Like, wow,
that's all the Oreos I need.
That sated me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible. And then, I mean, hats off to Oreos. Like, you know, they've got a thing that like the individual cookie is incredible and they give you enough of them. And, you know, you're oftentimes... You're sated. Like, that's a rare snack. You're like, okay, that's it. I'm done. I had a tiny portion of the bag, and I'm okay.
And I'm more than that, I don't want any more, but it's not because I feel sick. It's not because I'm full. I just had enough.
You had a great, pleasurable experience. You add milk to that, and like, forget it. You're done. Like, that's just, you know, that's your milk and cookie snack right there, folks. You know, like, you can't go wrong with that. And that's why Oreo sits at 100.
Ratings?
Ratings. All right. I mean,
I got two in mind, and I'm trying to settle on.
Okay.
I'm trying to settle on where I land.
Yeah.
I
can buy you time if you want.
You might have to.
Okay.
I'd love for you to go first, so I can think this through.
The first thing I want to say is, Michael and I. Everyone knows us to be modest people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think it's our dominant trait.
It's one of our best traits.
We're humble.
Yes.
Humble guys. And I am humbled by first getting to the century mark, 100 episode of Mates. I thank you, my friend, Michael Ian Black. Second, that we managed to have a snack such as this, a fitting number 100, a fitting 100. I think it's, I'm grateful for Mates. I'm grateful for the century mark. I'm grateful for Oreo and the rating for me. I divorce all of that because you and I are snack professionals and I'm just focused on the cookie itself. Part of me is like, well, shouldn't the ultimate snack be one that you can have 100? Not for me. That portion was incredible. I thank them. I think it's an incredible snack. Oreo, 10.
wasn't expecting that. Mm-hmm. I was not expecting that. Mm-hmm. I mean, to think that at the 100 mark, mm-hmm. you would rate a snack a 10. Mm-hmm. The rarest of all ratings.
Didn't want to do it. You know what did it for me? And I can tell you this flat out as a snack guy.
Yeah.
That first cookie.
The first cookie.
I took that bite, and then I took the second bite where I did my thing. I was like, ugh. Okay. You know, we've had, I think the 10s are few and far between.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Häagen-Dazs vanilla, yeah, Hans and the gang.
Yeah.
You know, chocolate chip cookie beyond category.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I think is wholly appropriate. The Oreo cookie, you know, it stands on its own. It doesn't need me. It doesn't need mates. It doesn't need the snack game. It is just who it is. And to me, the Oreo is a 10.
I mean, I'm a little bit thrown.
Gives you pause.
Gives me some pause.
But that's the snack game, Michael.
Yeah.
That's what it is. We suit up. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't have preconceived notions of where we're going to be. We focus on the thing in front of us, the job ahead of us, and then like we look up at the scoreboard at the end, and the score is the score.
When I think about the Oreo...
I'm very happy if you go one or two.
I can't. You know, no, I can't. I got to play it straight. You know, I got to play it straight.
You know, Burnett might come in here and go, all right, you know what? You gave it a 10, I give it a 2. It's like, we don't do that.
No, I got to play it straight.
That's what you do. You play it straight.
Always.
Yeah. There's some debate on social media platforms about whether you play it straight, by the way. And we're aware of the debate. But Michael, I can detest. Man usually plays it straight.
I feel like I always play it straight.
Absolutely. You're like, yeah, most of the time, you are right there playing it straight. You're a guy who... You know, more or less is going to play it straight.
On TV, I almost never play straight.
No. On your current gaffe at one of your four shows that are on the air right now.
Definitely not straight.
What?
Definitely not straight.
Not on that
but when
one.
It comes to the snack, not on Wet Hot either, but when
not
it comes to snacks.
Either, the other, that's 50-50.
That's 50-50. When it comes to snacks, I play it straight. Mm. 100% of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? You're in there most of the time.
So, when I rate the Oreo.
Yeah. I just picture people sitting there in Poughkeepsie, and, you know, sitting out there in, you know, Glen Falls, you know, sitting out there in Boise and, you know, Carson City, just kind of like hanging on.
It's like
standing at this point.
They don't know what they're going to do.
Raising from their chair, looking at the, you know, the dial of the radio.
Sure, arms crossed, maybe the brow is furrowed.
Yeah. Maybe like, you know, pacing in the doorway, some, you know, like some of them.
What's he going
to
rate it?
I can't hear. I can't. Walking out to the barn, maybe. Right. He's got to walk away, you know? Yeah, I can feel.
Just hitting pause. Yeah. I'll come back to it.
Yeah.
I'll come back to it when I'm ready to handle it.
Yeah.
Because Tom gave it a 10. Is Black going to give it a 10?
Yeah. That probably brought them out of their seats. And now, it's like watching a moon landing.
Yeah.
You're the lunar landing of ratings right now.
I like the Oreo. I mean, we've established that I like the Oreo.
Of course you do. You've said it. Feel no guilt. You have said it. You've honored it.
Do I like it more than average? Yes. Of course I like it more than average. Mm-hmm. It's a great cookie.
It is a great.
Is it a 10? That's the question. Now that's the question before
is it a 10
the jury.
For you?
Is it a 10 mm-hmm. for me?
Mm-hmm.
The answer
is
no. 8.5. I'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.